Get up out of bed, get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland. Hope wherever you are this morning, you've got a big smile on your face. You're enjoying yourself. Jess, top 24 in Yeppoon, 26 in Rocky, 24 for Emerald, and 26 in Gladstone today as well.
We've got a massive show still to come, Tim. The Rubens are going to be joining us from a studio in the Newcastle.
Yep, that's right, Newcastle, Australia.
And we're going to be chatting about their regional tour heading to Gladstone this Thursday.
Very excited. Harvey Road Tavern, they're one of the biggest Aussie rock bands at the moment. We're very excited and very lucky to be having them in town. But also, Jess, I want to focus on your favourite people, cyclists.
Oh.
The Lycra groups. That's the best nickname I could come up with.
I nearly lost my licence because of a cyclist. Like, I nearly didn't get a licence because I almost hit a cyclist during my test.
Yeah. Like, that's their fault, isn't it, Jess? I'm absolutely shocked. But no, this one, it's not... Look, a lot of people that are against cyclists, they sort of find any excuse to get them off the roads. They're not a big fan of them. I don't hate cyclists. I think they're perfectly entitled. But I have seen a forward movement into maybe changing some of the cyclist road laws.
We'll get into that a little bit later, Tim. But coming up next, I want to tell you about a lady who found out she had a monster living on her ovary.
A monster?
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Get yourself prepared.
All right, let's get this out of the way early. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I want to tell you a bit of a gross story, so prepare your stomach.
My stomach.
Yes. I know you have you had your breakfast yet today?
No, not yet. Okay, I was running late this morning, so I'm very, very perplexed.
In Chicago, a writer over in Chicago has just described a bit of a horrific experience that she had. Because, look, she always had a really rough time of the month.
And sure, it's a normal thing.
She thought maybe she had polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Very common.
Yes. Turns out it wasn't her polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
The cause of her pain each month turned out to be a huge cyst growing on her ovaries.
Oh.
I know what you're saying, polycystic ovarian, that's exactly what it is. But this cyst had hair and teeth.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
How can it have hair and teeth?
She spent over 15 years enduring cramps, nausea, even vomiting every single month because there was a little group of cells that resembled some sort of a human.
So it's like
with teeth and hair.
You know how sometimes you'll see someone and they'll be like, "Oh, I feel like there's a little monster inside me."
She actually had one.
She had one.
Isn't that horrifying? And this is quite common apparently. Like people have like in the womb, if you like absorb your brother or sister, you can like take on like and you have like a little cyst with hair and teeth for years without realizing.
That's a bit heavy. Look, it is the ultimate, well, I told you I was in pain. Like this is the biggest I told you so. She could write down a list and go back through people she's met in her life and to be like, "Jeremy, I told you so.
Told you so.
Helen, I told you so. Dad, I love you, but I told you so."
So horrific.
Wow. Look, I don't think I have a little monster inside of me, but if you try real hard, maybe there is a little monster inside all of us. And that's the miracle of Christmas right there.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, is there any reason that you would ever want to go back to relive your high school days?
I had a great time during high school, but no. Aggressively no, my
friend. Were you
good
at any sports?
Righto.
Like, do you reckon if you went back to high school now as a 25-year-old that you
would
do better?
Well, I did state finals for butterfly and the swimming, but the only reason I did that was because no one else knew how to do it. I looked like an idiot, like a sick fish in the water, but I still got a bronze medal at state sports.
Well, a 25-year-old bloke in Dallas in America decided he wanted to relive his glory days as a basketball player.
Sure.
So he posed as a 17-year-old high school student.
No.
And enrolled himself at a state high school.
Back into school.
He went to Skyline High School and claimed to be a Hurricane Harvey refugee because the high school were taking in hurricane refugees because obviously schools were, you know, destroyed in the hurricane. So he posed as one of the students and went on to do some basketball. When that season came up, he enrolled in a different high school, Hillcrest High School.
All right.
Right? And that high school, he became the star player on the basketball team,
yeah.
voted the district champion for the year.
Aren't all of his mates going, Derek, what are you doing, champ? Why are you hanging out at school again? You've been late to your job for the last 2 years.
I'm guessing old mate hasn't got a lot of mates.
Probably not,
And look, he just wanted to relive the glory days. And obviously it's worked out for him because he's 25 playing 17-year-olds.
Well, see, I'm 25, but, like, I've come up against some younger kids that play, like, A-grade in footy.
Yeah.
They're better than me. I'm not going to go down to under-17s and dominate.
So you don't think that if you went back to school and joined a footy team that you would absolutely destroy everyone?
Oh, no. If they want, like, someone to sit on the bench and really keep that warm, this is the ask for you.
Yeah. This actually, if you went back, they'd be like, why is this guy's knees so bad? He's only 17.
Just be like, man, this is not healthy for a young boy.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I know you're a huge fan of Chris Pratt.
He's a good dude.
He has got a little pet project on his side in the works. He's officially producing and starring in it. So you know that he thinks it's going to be a good one.
This you often see this with a lot of actors. When they get super successful, famous, they go, you know what I'm going to do? Produce. Mm-hmm. Direct.
Right.
And hopefully this doesn't fall into the trap of being a garbage movie.
The movie is based on a comic book of the same name, Cowboy Ninja Viking.
All right, well, he's hit the money and this is going to go big time. On you, Pratty. So,
Cowboy Ninja Viking, for those who have never heard of the comic book like me, is basically about a superhero who has multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
Right? So his three personalities are a cowboy, a ninja, and a Viking.
Incredible.
And the three of them together help fight crime.
See, it's often a situation that I find myself in and I go, man, I wish I was a Viking right now or I wish my cowboy skills or my hockey player skills would absolutely save me. And this movie seems like it's going to be as real as possible.
Yeah, and there's some really good people behind it. The director, Michelle McLaren, she has directed episodes of Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. The writers,
what a step to the left.
The writers that are involved have made heaps of superhero movies before, so and you got a good team behind you. Hopefully this is going to be a good one. Cowboy Ninja and Viking.
Let's do this. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Genuine excitement coming out of my voice right now.
Check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
That movie needs to be made as soon as possible.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, you love a bit of golf yourself, don't you, buddy?
Oh, it's just a good way to be completely relaxed and furious at the exact same time. Not many things in this world can bring those things together, but here golf is.
How long do you reckon you've been golfing for?
Oh, I started when I was about 10.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
about 15
so you got 15 years,
deep.
Years of golfing.
15 years deep.
Have you ever hit a hole in one?
No, the closest I've ever got was about 5 centimetres away from the hole. I think I was about 16.
That's devastating.
And my dad was there, and I've never seen a more disappointed, but again, ecstatic look on his face. So not only does golf make you happy and angry, but dad was happy and angry at the same time too.
Well, this 93-year-old bloke from the US has been golfing for nearly 7 decades.
Of course.
65 years of golfing.
Get it, boy.
And finally, at age 93, his name is Ben Bender.
Oh.
Sounds like a made-up name.
It does. Sounds like a porn star.
Little Benny. Benny Bender. hit himself a hole-in-one.
See, it's the thing, like, you could be number one in the world. You could be Jason Day, Adam Scott, Tiger Woods, and play your whole career, win millions and millions of dollars, and never get a hole in one. And it's one of those things that, obviously, the objective, every time you hit the golf ball from the tee, is to get a hole in one. But you're never going to think it's going to actually happen.
Yeah, and he hit it 152 yards, which is 138 meters.
I was about to ask you how many you think. Google Translate for distances is your best friend. Good try, buddy.
138 meters.
That's a fair whack.
One ball and it went straight in and he was in shock. 93 years old. He was quoted as saying, the Lord knew that this was his last round and he gave him a hole-in-one. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
It's a bit morbid too.
Anyway, Benny, whatever his name was.
He didn't even finish his 9 holes, Tim. After that hole-in-one, he was like, I'm going back to the clubhouse.
Why would you go straight to the funeral plot?
Tim!
Sign me in, boys. Can't do anything better.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you have parents that are just a bit weird, just a bit strange, I can relate because my parents are a bit strange and I love them for it. It's hilarious. Mum's just a little...
You are like the perfect combination of your mum and dad.
Yeah. Mum is like a toddler lost in the city and dad is like an old man that just wants to get his puzzle done. Just absolutely working hard on it. And dad's having a bit of a rough trot at the moment.
Yeah.
Not in the worst way. He's going in for a bit of a surgery today.
Oh.
He's got a bit of a cyst on his downstairs fellas.
No.
On his little boys. So, Dad, I'm going to call you after the show, let you know how
I'm sure he loves that you're telling all of Central Queensland about this.
Peter Bulch. Peter Francis Bulch is his name. No. Love you, Dad. So he's feeling a bit down about that. He had his mates around yesterday afternoon to celebrate the boys.
Celebrate the boys.
The boys with the boys. And so he's obviously feeling a bit stressed out about the surgery today. Mum's not helping. So Mum's been chatting to me and my sister about bringing a new member into the home. And I'm not talking about having another kid. I'm talking about them getting another dog.
Yep. Perfect timing for them to get a puppy to train, right?
Unfortunately, our family dog passed away a few weeks ago, and so Mum just wants another dog in the house. Yesterday, she's brought one home.
You're joking.
Last night, I spoke to her at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
She said, I reckon by the end of this month, we'll have a puppy. At 6:30, I get a phone call. Meet Indy. Jack Russell poodle.
Oh my god! As if they couldn't have chosen a more like hyperactive dog.
She's an adorable little like black little curly haired puppy.
Yeah.
And she's super cute. But Mum, love ya, but not right now, Mum. Not right now. Wait till Dad for his nads to get better. In my opinion. Because Dad's going to come home and this dog's going to charge straight. Where do dogs charge?
Oh, no.
Where do dogs charge?
Right, for the boys.
So, the boys, no one wants to hang out with the boys after surgery.
You're going to have to get your dad a cup.
Going to have to get dad one of those like a protection bubble, like Bubble Boy, just for the first few weeks. So, look, I'm excited that Mum and Dad have a new pet in their life, little Indy.
Yeah.
But again, Mum, stacks on. There's time to play games. And this is not one.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Last week, you and I called a mutual friend of ours just after the show to have a bit of a chat.
Chin wag.
As soon as we started dialing her number, all of a sudden, a song started playing. Now, I don't know if you remember that basically a couple of years ago, you could be able to buy, instead of buying a ringtone, you buy a song that plays when your number is dialed.
It's kind of like when you put on hold and hear like the Botswanian jingles of the rainforest. But except, so we called and it dialed once.
Yeah.
And then this happened. It might sound crazy. So every time somebody calls this person, whether it's the police, whether it's a family member, whether it's someone from the government, this song will start playing. And it's the most confusing because I did not know that this song, like all this addition, could be happening on a phone.
Yeah.
Like Pharrell Happy is on her phone forever.
And we said to her, we're like, did we just listen to Pharrell Williams Happy?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I bought it when I was like in high school and now I can't turn it off.
It was big 4 years ago and on her phone, still big now. Now, Jess, if you could do this on your phone, this would apparently be your song.
Yep.
Now, can you quickly tell the story of why this story is so important to you?
This is my jam, Tim, because every time I go in for a job interview, I blast this on high and I have a good sing-along and it hasn't failed me yet. It's got me every job that I've gone for.
It's mildly pathetic.
How dare you? You'll never break my stride, Tim.
All right. Well, I like a bit of like a classic Australian rock, so for me it would be Skyhooks.
Okay.
Oh, Shirley. This is
you really want to go with All My Friends Are Getting Married as your song that you stuck with forever.
Oh, they're all going home.
Okay.
What a tune. What a tune.
16. Like, we just love this concept of being stuck with a song. You get to pick one song.
For your whole life.
And you're stuck with it for the rest of your life because she doesn't know how to change it. She can't figure out how to turn it off.
Hers forever.
So, Happy by Pharrell is her song forever now.
Unfortunately, it's going to make her unhappy.
Yes.
That's the kicker of that song because it's very, very repetitive. But 13, 12, 16, if you could be stuck only listening to one song, what would it be? For the whole rest of your life, your whole dang life.
It represents you, too.
Represent yourself. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
We're talking about the one song that you would want to be stuck with for the rest of your life. Because we called a mate the other day, and all of a sudden, as we started dialing her number, she has purchased a song years ago.
Yes.
Pharrell Williams, Happy. And this song plays instead of a dial tone.
I'd rather get shot.
She doesn't know how to turn it off. She, like, every time someone calls her, they ask her about it, she hates it.
Well, that affects not just... It doesn't affect her. That's the worst part. It affects the people that she loves. And that's not okay, mate.
It got us thinking, if there was one song that we could have instead of a dial tone, for the rest of our lives, you get stuck with it, what would it be?
What would it be? And we've had Nina from Yipoon call through on 13, 12, 16. Nina, if you get a one song to listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Monster by Skillet.
Monster by Skillet.
What?
Can you sing that, mate?
It's awesome.
Yeah, what? Can you sing it? I don't know. I'm trying to think of what it is.
I'm not singing it on radio.
Oh, come on, Nina. Take one for the team.
Dude, no way. Not at this hour.
Is it a new song, old song? What are we going?
It's an old song.
All right, well... Give me a second. I'll try and find it. You two chat amongst yourself.
Why Monster by Skillet? Why did you choose that one? Just because you like it, or does it represent you, Nina?
I like it. And in a way, it does. It represents, like, a monster deep down in everybody. We all hide something, and it represents that.
Wait, I know.
Nina, we're getting so deep a Monday morning.
It's a bit heavy. It is a bit heavy. I can't get it right now, Nina, but I think I remember the song, and it is quite a heavy tune. Mate, if that works for you, that works for you. We appreciate your call, Nina.
You're very welcome. Have a good morning, not evening.
That's all right. That's okay. But, Jen, I have got it.
Oh, you got
I've
it.
I just grabbed it now. I'm all sorry. Right. We've just hung up on Nina.
Play me Nina's essence, Tim.
All right. Get ready to feel really nice and happy.
Oh, good Lord.
I remember this from my younger...
Oh, Nina.
Like a monster. Yeah. Look, we'll stop that right now. But, hey, as I said, if it works for her, it works for her. And to be honest, it's better than happy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This morning you walked in and you swore at me after about 12 minutes of not realising something that had happened, and I'm feeling personally victimised.
I'm even more offended by your face than usual today because you've gone and shaved off the rest of your beard.
Yeah.
I will post a photo on our Instagram and our Facebook just for everyone to see.
It's a solid moustache, isn't it?
It is horrifying. Like, as if you don't get made fun of in this office enough, you've gone and given yourself something for everyone to make fun of you.
But at least
I'm
in control of this one. Be in control
of the trend.
Yeah, be ahead of the scandal. And look, my girlfriend did say, oh no, and run upstairs. But that's, look, all right, two out of two reviews have gone bad.
She can't leave though because now you live together.
Exactly, because I just went upstairs with her. But no, look, the mustache, I think it's here to stay. I think it's a good, look, it suits me.
It really doesn't.
It suits me.
Buddy, your face has never looked worse. I mean that as a friend, honestly. I'd rather you shave it all off than just leave the mustache.
Sounds like a friend thing to say. Thanks, buddy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. He's back and he's live from the Billboard Music Awards.
G'day, guys. I'm in Las Vegas, baby. Today, Billboard Music Awards, one of the biggest music shows of the year. Let me tell you what you can look forward to today. In fact, you can watch it all in Australia on Vee at 10 a.m. on Foxtel, of course. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, BTS, that Korean superstar group, Kesha, Macklemore. It is going to be huge. Kelly Clarkson's performing, and of course, she is hosting the show today. Who's coming? Well, most of the biggest names in music. Ed Sheeran is up for most of the awards, actually. He won't be here in person, but he will be crossing from Ireland, Dublin, to perform. So he's going to perform on the show, but from Ireland, Dublin today. Kendrick Lamar's coming. Absolutely huge. And like I said, all of us going down this morning at 10 a.m. on Veep.
Dino, any Aussies in attendance or nominated for some awards?
You know what? Janet Jackson is in attendance. She is receiving the Icon Award today, and she's also performing her new track, as I told you. I've heard a sneak peek. It's very, like, summer, very fun, and it's very her. We get to hear it all go down today for the first time. And, of course, she receives the Icon Award because, you know what? She is an icon.
Yeah,
she
we'll take her as an
oldie. I think it made the award up just for her.
Can't wait, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow and get all the behind-the-scenes goss from today, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And then I need to know more tomorrow about naming someone's baby. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow because I need to get the goss. I need all of it.
Will do, Dino. Thank you very much, buddy.
Bye, guys.
See you, Dino.
Yeah, as always, you can check out everything that's trending right now and everything Billboard Music Awards at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We're actually joining in the studios at the moment, coming from Newcastle, New South Wales, by Sam and Elliot from the Rubens. Very excited they're coming into town this Thursday to Gladstone at the Harvey Road Tavern. Guys, how you going?
Really good. Have we been to Harvey Road Tavern before?
I feel like it sounds familiar.
I reckon we had a
and I have good memories attached to that, so I think I'm excited.
I think we went out afterwards.
I'm sure we did.
Yeah. Oh, that's bringing back real good memories.
Well, guys, we're so keen to have you up here in central Queensland, and I know that the crowds are going to be super pumped to have you back. What's it like, you know, being one of the biggest mainstream rock bands in the country at the moment?
Ah, thank you. It feels good to be us, I guess.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's good to be, like, getting back out on the road again. We've been off for about a month, so it's exciting to actually be playing shows again and, you know, doing the live part of this job, which is the best part of the job, really, for us.
Yeah, and last time we played in Australia, like, we did, like, a sort of international tour and a little Australian tour a few months ago, and that was just Elliot. Put your phone on silent.
Oh,
sorry.
Elliot, first rules of radio,
I've lost my train. That was just Sydney and stuff, so this is like, getting back to regional shows, which is, like, much looser and a lot of fun, and more interactive as well.
It is great to see a band like yourselves, because obviously back in the early 2000s, there was a lot of bands that were on this mainstream, on the radio a fair bit, and now there's a select few, so it must be good feeling that you're one of those. And now, the 29th of June, your new album, Lo La Rue, it is coming out. Are you guys excited about that?
Yeah. Man, it's going to be such a relief, because we've worked so hard, and people have heard now two tracks from it, and there's another 10 to go. So, yeah, we're really excited for everyone to see what we've actually done. You know, we've shown them, like, a glimpse of everything and our direction as well. It'll be a massive relief to get it out.
Yeah, that must be so nerve-wracking, putting out a couple of songs being like, hey, guys, if you like this one, we've got more to come. Yeah. Are the songs all really similar on the album, or have we got some surprises still in store?
I think they're all pretty, really different. I mean, the first two songs we just put out, so Million Men and then this new one, Never Ever, those two are very different to each other. And then, you know, we look at the rest of the record and they're pretty diverse, like, as they go.
So if you hate any of the songs, don't worry, there's other songs.
There's going to be a song for you. There's some song out there for you, surely.
Yeah. Now, there's five of you in the band. Lo La Rue, obviously you guys have made a few albums before, a few EPs. How long does it take to actually knuckle down in concrete the name of an album? Because you've all got to be on site, I'm assuming.
Man, it's pretty hard.
How many names did you come up with this one? You're throwing them around.
This is like the first one once we realised the concept and what we were going for. We wanted it to sound like a fake nation, like the sound of a nice tropical island somewhere in the South Pacific or somewhere relaxed and cool where you can just do your thing and no one's going to care. And Elliot came up with the Lo La Rue sort of sound. And we tried to come up with other ones just to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and making sure that there wasn't something better. And then we always came back to that. And then by the, you know, once you start saying something, because we started referring to the album as Lo La Rue, like,
as we were recording
months ago. And then we were like, oh, well, that's what it is.
The person that does come up with the name that the album eventually comes, you kind of, is it like they're the head of the band for that month?
Yeah,
like,
smugness.
Yeah.
Elliot's kind of like the head of the band anyway. So.
Well, we're excited to see Elliot and his band, also known as the Rubens.
Elliot and the Rubens.
Yeah. We'll change the name of the band, if that's all right with you guys, just for one night. May 24th at the Harvey Road Tavern. Thank you very much for joining us, Sam and Elliot from the Rubens there.
Yahoo.
Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on
on Hit. Kim, yesterday was a very big day for us here at the Hit CQ.
Massive day, massive drive, but all worth it.
Yeah, we were at Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst celebrating our Hit CQ baby.
That's right. Stacey, our Hit CQ baby mama, it was a baby shower for a beautiful little boy that's going to be born on June 5th, expected. Little Bo Timothy. We got to name it for a block of caramel chocolate. And again, we will not give that block of caramel chocolate until a delivery is made. And as
Delivery, mate.
You've been saying it all along, delivery for a delivery. This has been going on since the first week of February. It's been a fun journey. And yesterday, I had so much fun.
She's got about 3 weeks left to go, Tim. Did that just hit you?
Bit of maths. My watch does say May 21st. That's soon.
I told her she needs to just keep him in for one more day because he needs to have my birthday, the 6th of June.
Use more colourful language than that, but cannot repeat that on the radio.
No, we can't. But Tim, we played a few baby shower games.
Of course,
yesterday.
As you meant to do.
One of the listeners last week suggested we play a game called My Water's Broken.
My Water's Broken.
The water broke real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Not Stacey's.
Stacey's
ice
dad.
Ice cubes. Stacey's dad's water broke. The whole family.
He took out the game.
Yeah.
It was such a... Stacey's got such a lovely family. Everyone's so excited for little Bo Timothy to come along.
The journey. We've all been on it together.
Yeah.
It's not just Jess, myself and Stacey. You're involved too. You've been helping us the whole way. And I cannot wait till June 5th or around that time for when little BT enters the world.
Yeah. We had even people dropping off little gifts to the baby shower yesterday.
Right?
It was incredible.
It's incredible.
If you missed out on any of the action, you can check out the full video at hit.com.au as well as on our Facebook page and our Instagram.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up. On Hit.
Tim, we're talking about a push that we've seen a couple of community groups getting behind that sees cyclists maybe getting banned from 80-kilometre plus roads.
Yeah, it is interesting because obviously cyclists, they're out there, and I think it's fantastic. I would love to be a cyclist, but I just can't afford the bike and the Lycra part, which is, and the helmet. I can't afford all of it, but I think it's great. I've got my own bike, but it's not a road bike. And I think it's great that people do ride around, and because it's a great way to stay fit. You see, obviously, lots of people doing it, but it does. On certain roads, I just find it a bit more dangerous than other times. Where I'm like, oh, there's a cyclist here, and also there's a big semi trailer coming my way.
I nearly lost my license when I was going for my driver's license the day.
That's it.
There was a cyclist, and it pulled out in front of the car, and I made a sudden stop.
That's your one of your three fails.
Yeah,
and
ever since I've had a bit of a thing against cyclists because I knew. Yeah. I mean, there were several other reasons I shouldn't have gotten my license. But let's blame cyclists.
A couple of community groups have suggested, and I don't think this is necessary, but it could be interesting, of not allowing cyclists on roads that go above 80 kilometres an hour, so 80k plus. And it makes sense, but also in some of these regional areas like central Queensland, I don't think that's viable because we've got a lot of hunters out there.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, what do you think? Should cyclists be banned from 80-kilometre plus roads? We've had this poll going on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. Mm-hmm. Leah said 80-kilometre roads are wider than 60 kilometres. Therefore, if you're capable of driving within the lines, it should never be a problem.
Yes.
Lee said, not at all. Cyclists and motorists do need to be more aware and respectful of each other, though.
Of course.
Cycling is fantastic exercise and people shouldn't be discouraged from doing it. I totally agree, Lee.
See, that's the thing. I hope it's not discouraging. It's more about safety because at the end of the day, who's going to come off worse out of a car and a bike?
Yeah.
And because, like, it's all about respect. That's right. It's all about respect. Respect each other.
Yeah. But 13, 12, 16, let us know what you think. Should cyclists be banned from 80-kilometre plus roads?
Yep, that's right. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. We have been talking about cyclists on the road because a couple of community groups have come forward around Australia suggesting maybe cyclists shouldn't be allowed on roads that exceed 80 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, and people are getting fired up on our Facebook page, Tim. Just search for HitCQ.
Yes.
Beck said, yes, they should be banned. I'm sick of driving into oncoming traffic. Maybe if the cyclists stick to a single lane and not all over the road. And this happens every weekend.
See, this is not... I didn't want it to turn into cyclists get off the road.
No, we're not bashing cyclists here. We're just saying, would a ban help the situation?
Yes.
Or would it make it worse?
The reason I like it is because it's coming from a place of safety. Mm. They're going, maybe it's a bit too dangerous to be going on these roads. Like, if you live near a city, there's not many roads that go above 100 kilometres an hour. But here in central Queensland, we got a few highways.
Oh, yeah.
So it is interesting because we want people to be safe. We want people to be respectful of each other. And we've had Friday from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16 Friday. What do you think? Should cyclists be banned to go faster than 80 kilometres? Be banned. Mate, you do it. I'm going home. I've forgotten the words.
Friday, should cyclists be banned on 80 kilometre plus roads?
Yeah, look, like, I agree with the people that, you know, say that we should share the roads, but there's been a few times where I've been driving and they've been in front of me. So I think, like, in those kind of times, you know, they should stay in their designated area.
Friday, there's nothing worse than when you're driving behind a cyclist and we're going uphill and you know that they're struggling and you don't want to get angry. But you're like, come on, buddy, just move to the side so I can get past.
Now, I don't want...
Yeah, exactly.
Friday, I don't want this to turn into we hate cyclists because I absolutely don't feel that way. But obviously, it all comes down to the respect of each individual, of the driver and the cyclist, because obviously they need to all be aware of one another. So I think making sure you're keeping in that single file, not bunched up, because it can get quite dangerous. And we don't want any accidents.
Yeah, exactly.
Friday.
Pardon?
We don't want any accidents, do we, Friday?
No, exactly. That's when it starts getting dangerous.
Exactly, mate. Well, we appreciate your call and watch out for those cyclists, hey?
I will.
Thanks, mate. Good job. Sorry about that. I just lost all my words.
And it's okay. You get fired up about cyclists.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the Backstreet Boys, they're officially back as of last week with a brand new song. If you have missed it, it's playing like almost hourly on this station.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to say that for the last 6 years of my radio career.
Okay.
Community and commercial. It is my time. Let me have my moment. No, it's incredible because I heard the song. It dropped last Thursday. Yep. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, everyone's like, oh, you know, it sounds so similar to their old stuff. What were you expecting?
Usher? No. Like,
I don't know what people want. I loved it. And the Backstreet Boys, Howie, has came out and said, what?
I forgot about Howie. Oh, no.
Howie said that the boy band is still in talks with Spice Girls to plan a joint concert tour.
See, I think NSYNC should do a tour with Spice Girls. I'm not a massive...
Oh,
I think that's a better sandwich to make.
I mean, throw them in too. Let's just do like a... We're doing an R&B Fridays concert. Let's do like a 90s reunion concert.
S Club 7, 5.
Oh, my God.
Sugar Babes.
Tim,
stop it, Tim.
Stop it.
I need to...
Throw in TLC and Destiny's Child. I'm there.
Someone's going to trademark this and I'm going to get in trouble and lose a heap of money.
Oh, my God.
I need to shut up.
Let's bring back the 90s tour. Yep. The Backstreet Boys are still in talks. They are this close to announcing a national tour with the Spice Girls.
Buddy.
So
very
I'll keep
exciting.
You posted once they do make an announcement.
Yep. Check out the new song at hit.com.au.
Yeah, and you can get everything else that's trending there as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And a special, special night on Saturday night, local time, Tim. Mm. Everyone was collectively watching the biggest wedding of the year.
No, they weren't.
Harry and Meghan... potentially future king and queen of England, like six in line.
Yes, a lot has to go wrong for that.
Actually, I think now Harry's seventh after the birth of the last baby. But look, I digress, Tim. Huge evening, star-studded affair.
Jess, why are we still talking about this?
Because it was massive.
Yeah, but
one of the biggest things we have to touch on.
I allowed you to talk up to the leading up of it.
Yes.
Now that it's happened, nothing else happened. Do you know what's happened this weekend that's better than the royal news?
What's that?
Beyonce bought a church.
Oh, did she?
She bought a church. An NFL player in America is paying for the funerals of the Texas shooting victims.
Oh.
That's more important than the royal wedding.
Okay.
You know what else is more important than the royal wedding?
What?
I had a shower. I opened a door.
Now you're getting ridiculous.
I walked down the stairs and I didn't give any cares about
it. What if I give you a little tidbit, Tim, that probably no one else is talking about with the royal wedding?
All right.
Prince Charles planned such an elaborate affair that guests of the royal wedding were ordering pizzas to Windsor Castle because they were hungry.
But the caviar wasn't enough.
Yeah, apparently not.
Sorry, I'm all full up on privilege. I couldn't have another dose. Oh, Charlie boy.
James Corden hosted the evening. He was the MC. Imagine having James Corden as your MC at your wedding.
This is... so little, Jess. This is so little, mate.
What?
This is a the reason everyone cares is because, like, these are important people in the world. Why are we talking about this, buddy?
All right, well, I'll stop then.
Thank
you. If you want to check out more Royal Goss, you can head to hits.com.au. Plenty about it on there, trust me.
Well, there might be, just quickly, big news this weekend. You know that Han Solo movie coming out this week?
Yeah.
There might be a Lando movie coming out soon.
Oh.
That's more important.
I don't really care about that.
Oh, now it's turned around, hasn't it? La-dee-da. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Unbelievable how rude you are to derail my story.
Oh, okay.
Show a bit of respect.
I'm the rude one.
Show a bit of respect to your fellow co-hosts.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Staying at Altica Shearwater Resort for the ultimate Sunshine Coast getaway. AltecaHotelsAndResorts.com.
Mid-year crisis.
Tim, are you feeling those mid-year blues yet?
Well, apparently I am, because you said to me, Tim, first of all, you shaved off your beard yesterday, and now you only have a mustache.
It's weird.
Secondly, you want your lawn at your house is the most prized possession at the moment.
I feel like you need a break.
Apparently I need a break. Apparently I'm having a mid-year crisis.
We want to make sure you have a break before you have a breakdown.
Have a
Kit-Kat. Mid-year crack.
No? No? Sorry.
We've got our mid-year crisis getaway. Your chance to win a trip away down to the sunny coast.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I would love that. I'll take 7 weeks off work, fully paid, no annual leave required. Just, I cannot wait, Jess. Thank you for letting me have my mid-year crisis.
A whole week staying at the Altica Shearwater Resort, the ultimate in sunny coast getaways.
The best thing is,
and your best mate.
The best thing is, all you have to do is go to hit.com.au and tell us why you're having a mid-year crisis. We're going to be asking every single day this week and for the next few weeks why you are having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, and then just
mid-year,
go and live,
mid-year. Life live, is...
Well, midlife is a little bit out of our range,
yeah.
But we can help you with your mid-year crisis.
Exactly.
Just live your best life, man.
That is not an okay saying. So a mid-year crisis is kind of like, it always happens around end of financial year.
Yeah.
Right?
For me, it's winter. As soon as like it starts getting cold, I get all sad.
It's dangerous when you get your tax return. If you get some money back, then there's a little pocket for you to be like, what can I spend my mid-year crisis money on?
Don't spend any mid-year crisis money. Let us send you away for free.
I've already spent my mid-year crisis money. I bought a shelf for the shed.
Oh, Timmy.
It's a good shelf. I'll put my beer on it.
Hit.com.au. Become a hit VIP today.
Turns out I need more help than I was aware of. We're going to be talking about this all week. So hit.com.au is where you need to be. You can tell us about your mid-year crisis.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.